Bills started going up October 25th by $11 or $12 for the average residential customer. This increase is primarily to fund the utility's investment in the South Central Power Plant that went into service in January on the campus of Chugach Electric Association. Jim Posey is the general manager of Municipal Light and Power.
Our cost of that's about $111 to $127 million all told, and that's almost a $400 million plant. And the two utilities got together and put it in one place on the south side of town. And that is a big driver of the rate increase that we have today.
Chugach customers saw their rates increase by about $4 on average back in February. The rate increases are different because Chugach is a cooperative with a different rate structure. The silver lining of the utility price hike, officials say, is that the new plant will require up to 30% less natural gas. Posey says the slight increase in power bills will pay off over the long run.
Fuel is our biggest cost. And if you can save 25 to 30% as we are, you'll see fuel savings along of around $4 to $6 million. But the cost of the mortgage is still what you got to cover. And over time, that declines. But your fuel savings are absolutely locked in for 30 years with this.
In addition to fuel efficiency, MLNP officials say other benefits of the new plant include better power supply reliability, lower maintenance costs, and a significant reduction in emissions. Another rate increase of about $3 or $4 to cover construction of the South Central Power Plant is expected in early 2016. The rate increases together total 22%. The increase still has to be approved by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.